Monday morning, 9:30. That means it's time for me to welcome in City Manager Ed Gordon and members of the staff and or management of the city. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my goodness. It didn't rain.
No, it didn't. It was sunshine and pleasant weather all weekend.
The ground out on the farm is oozing water still. A little bit difficult in some places, but
I have no doubt.
For the rain.
Yes. If the forecast for next weekend is to be believed, sunshine and somewhere around 75 to 80 next weekend, too.
The only thing that could be brighter than that would somebody like the FOP Officer of the Year would show up in the radio sounds booth here this morning.
He is a true ray of sunshine.
It is a ray of sunshine. I think he may be. What does he have to do with Crime Stoppers? Doesn't this?
He is the Crime Stoppers Police Coordinator, our interface with the law enforcement community. He brings us, for instance, Crime of the Week information, and when a arrest has been made on a wanted fugitive or through a Crime Stoppers tip, gives us the appropriate information so the board can decide on a reward for that tipster. Frequently, we get tips information, and it is one particular phone call or one particular text or one particular visit to the website that is the deciding point between we think it's this guy to actually having probable cause and arrest that individual, whoever he or she may be.
So I think what I just heard you say, I'm laying my hand, if they're looking at the cam here, they can see I'm laying. He's a very essential part of this program.
He is we can't do it without him, part of the program, that's for sure.
Of course, we're talking about this morning Sergeant Nathan Mellon with the Bartlesville Police Department. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
He is wordy. We'll try and restrict his, he's always has a lot to say.
What he says is important.
It is very important. We have also Captain Rocky Bevard. Morning, Captain Bevard.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing right well. I'm glad you guys could make it today. Nathan, you made it on time.
Yes, I did. I'm
pleasantly surprised. Did you know he thought this started at 10:30?
I was told that. I don't know if I was told in jest.
He probably thought that.
Okay.
Nathan, let me just say, first of all.
You and I were taught in the military that if you're on time, you're really 15 minutes late, right?
I was in the Army. I don't know. You're in the Air Force. I mean, that didn't work in the Army. I'm not. United States Army wouldn't let you get by with that. Were you in the service?
No, I was not.
Okay. All right. I just wondered. A lasting legacy. I've been trying to think of a word that it's a couple of words put together. And I look at you, and of course, over the years, we've developed a relationship.
Yes, we have.
A good working relationship. As you have, my goodness, have you come up with some grand ideas that have come to fruition, and provided safety and health for the community, health and safety to the community.
Thank you.
But Sergeant, Nathan, let's talk a little bit about you.
People, okay.
I know that Charlie reported on the radio station the press release on you being Officer of the Year and voted by your fellow officers. This is not something the city does.
Correct.
This is internal to the department itself. They select one of their own.
Yes, they
do. And they vote, and this is kind of like Jonah and the great fish. They threw you overboard. And
the bus missed him, though.
That did.
Yeah.
Sadly. Let's talk a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Caney, Kansas.
Born and raised there?
Born in Sedan, Kansas, and raised in Caney.
Born in Sedan. Was Jim Waring up in that country somewhere?
Yes, he was. He doesn't let me forget it either.
Was he born?
Sedan.
Sedan?
Yes.
Can any good thing come out of Sedan?
Evidently,
the answer is yes.
I don't know if Vivian Vance, I know she grew up in Cherryvale. I don't know where she was actually born.
Wasn't there a clown of some sort that's from there?
Emmett Kelly?
Yeah, Emmett Kelly.
Yeah, see?
A lot of great things
came out of Sedan, Kansas. Great community. It really is a great community. I haven't been up there in a little while, but it's a good community. All right, so Nathan, you were born in Sedan, Kansas, and grew up there?
In Caney.
In Caney?
Yes.
And graduated from high school in Caney?
Yes.
What year was that?
1992
graduate of Caney High. And following that, you entered a career in Caney, Kansas. Talk about that.
Back in 95, I joined the Volunteer Fire Department and hung out a lot with the police officers there and found that to be something I wanted to go into. So in 98, we had an officer go off on disability. So I ended up filling in part-time from 98 to 2000 till he ended up go ahead and retire. So then they offered me the position.
Was that kind of a combined department? Was there police and fire together there?
No, it's police and EMS together.
Police and EMS. And so you, let's back up a little bit before we get into the police department. Talk about your EMS. You got on the fire department, get your EMS?
Oh, I got on the fire department just to help in the local community. But then I learned that to get into the police department, since they run the EMS program, and at that time I believe they were one of two agencies that still did police and EMS together, I knew if I was going to have a shot at getting on the police department, I was going to need to get my EMT license.
So you took the initiative, got your EMT license. What does that mean?
Emergency medical technician.
Yeah, and so you got your license, and obviously you operated in an ambulance.
Yes.
Ambulance service, that was what they did. And then you, as a part of that, came to the place where you recognized you liked police work.
Yes, that's right.
So strangely, though, you wound up in how'd you wind up in Bartlesville?
I left Caney Police Department in 2002 and went to the sheriff's office. And while working at the sheriff's office...
Now, that'd be the Montgomery County.
Correct.
That's southern part of Coffeyville.
Independence, Coffeyville, Caney. Yeah.
So you were in the sheriff's department. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no problem.
People understand.
And I worked for the sheriff's office for a little over 2 years, and one of the other officers I worked with, his wife worked with my now wife, and she introduced us.
She introduced the two of you?
Yes. And we went on a blind date.
It was truly blind. Your wife, I think, had lost her vision.
I think so.
And is that during that time that you proposed and she accepted?
Exactly.
And she's not lived a peaceful day since?
She has not.
Where's Regina from? Who's your wife? Talk about her.
Her name is Regina Mellon. She was from Tulsa, but she's originally from New Jersey. So she moved down here with her family back in the 80s, and then she grew up in Tulsa and went to college at OU, and then went on to Iowa to get her master's, and then she took her first job out of college back here in Bartlesville.
Right here in Bartlesville, USA.
Yes.
And this is where you met her, here in Bartlesville?
Yes.
And so... Obviously, it must have been love at first sight on your part.
On my part.
On your part. Took a while.
Took a while.
Kind of like a fungus, you grew on her.
Exactly.
And then, so when did you get married?
In 2006.
2006. You married Regina. She said, I do. Now, I tell you, at the FOP banquet, and I said this the other day, that there were three individuals who grabbed the event, who I just absolutely, Earl Sears, neither one of us could contain ourselves watching your family, because you have three beautiful little girls. Who are they?
Madeline Grace Mellon, Catherine Hope Mellon, and Gwendolyn Georgia Marie Mellon.
And they are full of energy. Those
yes,
three
they
little
are.
Girls. What are their ages?
9, 7, and 5.
9, 7, and 5. And boy, are they proud of their dad, and rightly so. They should be.
I have to go to work to get a break.
I expect you probably do. They are they're your life and your love of your life. I can see that.
Yes,
those
they
little
are.
Girls admire. They're proud of their dad. They really are, and rightly so. What a tremendous legacy there. So you married Regina, and what was her maiden name?
Smith.
Regina Smith. Are you trying to hide her identity here?
No.
Are you in CID?
I was. I'm a sergeant on patrol now.
You're on patrol? I'll just say it out loud. So, Regina Smith, you married her, and you had three little girls. And now let's go back. You're in the EMS department. And how did you wind up from Caney, Kansas, to Bartlesville?
Well, when we decided to get married, it was she had a better paying job than I did. Imagine that, in public service. So I ended up moving south to relocate to Bartlesville, and at that time, the police department wasn't hiring. But since I'd also been a volunteer fireman for about 9 years, I wanted a new life, new location, thought I'd try a new profession, try to go full-time into firefighting. So I applied for the Bartlesville Fire Department and was accepted.
What year did you get accepted at the Bartlesville Fire Department?
It was 2013. Let's see, when was that?
Just make up a date. No one's
make
listening.
Make up a date. 2006. It was 2006. 9/11, 2006. You hired five of us.
And went to work for the Bartlesville Fire Department in 2006. Where'd they put you? What position?
Well, everybody starts out as
plugman,
everybody starts out as a plugman.
Okay. So you wrapping a hose around a plug, jumping off and wrapping.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a good place to start. And so how long did you work for the fire department?
A little over 2 years.
So in 2008?
2008, and November 15, 2008.
You started another career?
Yes.
And what was that?
Bartlesville Police Department.
Now, it is my understanding that there's some in the police department that have asked you to go back to the fire department. They won't take you. Is that true?
They've never said it to my face.
I'm just a question.
Maybe we need to talk off air.
No, I think it's better to talk on air.
Okay.
Your face... is his face red, or is that just...
He's working on it. Real.
Is he? Okay. By the way, I'm not the editor. I'm just the reporter.
I understand.
So
don't shoot the editor.
That's it. Not just the reporter. Yeah. Go shoot the editor, not the reporter. So you started in 2008 with the Bartlesville Police Department. And where'd you start? What division?
Oh, patrol division on evening shift patrol.
So that would be Baker shift? Charlie shift, A, B, C. There are three shifts. And so you started on Charlie shift, and then you moved out of patrol into what?
Criminal Investigation Division.
When was that?
2012.
Your captain knows exactly where you went.
It's so much fun, I don't keep track of the dates.
Is that really true? I mean, just, that's
yes.
Good. That's good. So 2012, and in 2012 you get on CID. Now you also serve. Charlie, just Mr. Tarbaletti was talking about Crime Stoppers. You're the interface for Crime Stoppers, but also you have you're on the SOT team.
Yes.
Currently, what is the SOT team?
Special Operations Team.
Right. And what does it do?
We respond to emergencies, hostage barricaded situations, any high violent situation that needs more assistance than just patrol or takes more manpower intensive.
Would this kind of be a SWAT team sort of?
Yes, that is
we
our
just
SWAT
call
team.
It the Special Operations Team instead of the other.
Correct.
I kind of like the SOT ring to it. Special Operations Group. And what do you do specifically? Do you have an assignment on the SOT?
Just recently was promoted to the Assistant Team Leader.
How well deserved. Nathan, here a couple of years ago, you came to me with an idea. The federal government had surplus down in Texas some what were called MRAPs, mine-resistant craft.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mine-resistant upper-armored vehicles.
Upper-armored vehicles. And the federal government was surplusing those and giving those to kind of regions or areas where they could serve a purpose. Is that right?
Correct.
And did you, what happened?
We were in the LESO program, which is the law enforcement support operations that the government started, the 1033 program. And we were a part of it at one time, but then we had gone away from it, and we got ourselves back into it. And they had those vehicles come up, the MRAPs come up, and our department didn't currently have a armored vehicle for any high violent situations, and so we started researching into it and filled out the paperwork and got your blessing. Now we have one.
We do have one. Of course, it's been repainted. I looked at the sticker on that gentleman. As I recall, the vehicle was worth. There's a sticker on
$729,000.
$729,000. And it was in great condition.
It was actually brand new condition. They put the body onto a brand new chassis. It had 0 miles. So it was brand new vehicle.
And along with that, you got a bunch of spares.
Yes.
I mean, they had surplus spare parts, tires and wheels and
seats and a lot of stuff, things that wear out a lot. We were able to get extra parts so we can maintain it for a long time without having to spend any taxpayers' dollars.
And I know there's great fear in the community when that thing was first brought in. The rumors were that the government was going to shut down communities and put everybody in FEMA camps or something like that.
Yeah, locating some crazy vehicles everywhere.
Oh my gosh, anything that's on the internet has got to be true.
Yeah.
Just look it up on social media, you'll see it. Of course, none of that has turned out to be true because the government that is closest to its citizens is local government like the city of Bartlesville. And the city council, the policymakers would never tolerate such behavior from their federal, state, or their appointed officials, someone like me. That would never be tolerated. So that was never true. But Nathan, sum up, what is the purpose of that MRAP? Why did we take that? The gift, it was, and literally it was almost $750,000 vehicle that the federal government had in surplus, and we weren't the only ones that got them.
Correct. They're stationed throughout the country. I believe there's 8 or 9 currently in the state of Oklahoma. But that vehicle, since we've had it, has only been taken, used in operation 4 times in the, how many years have we had that thing now? 3 years?
Probably 3 years.
It's only been used on 4 different operations.
Sheriff's Department was one of those.
Yes. Actually, then two, because we went up to Montgomery County when the shootout happened on 169. We went up and assisted those guys. Then the county used it once, and then so we've actually only deployed it twice in our city. But it can be used for more than just SWAT. It can be used for recovery situations, flood, tornadoes. Has the run flat tires to go through. You can drive over debris. So I mean, it's multi-purpose. It's not just for SWAT use only.
And it is an imposing vehicle. It really is, but it should be. In that you can get inside that vehicle and the walls are bulletproof.
Up to 50 cal rated.
50 caliber rated. And so you can go into a hostage situation and find and get between the bad guy and somebody else and rescue them, get them inside safely, and hopefully neutralize that threat in the process. But tremendous safety vehicle. And because I heard you, every day, I wondered where the St. Michael's card came from, the mystery of the St. Michael's card, and then I discovered the mystery of it at the FOP banquet, because you carry one of those every day.
Out of my visor.
What do you do?
Every morning I read it.
Ask God to protect you through the day.
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
To bring you home safe at night?
Exactly.
And that's why you had the vision to get this MRAP, was it so that we protect and serve the citizens and protect and serve our officers to make sure they come home safely.
I couldn't have said it any better.
To those 4 precious women that you have in your life. And you do. Well, Nathan, let me ask Sergeant, or excuse me, I didn't demote him. Let me ask Captain Bivard, Sergeant. To sum up, Nathan,
well, the best thing that I can say about Nathan is what Captain Hastings said at our Officer of the Year banquet this year, and that he's a dedicated public servant. He serves the citizens of Bartlesville with care and compassion. He's usually one of the first employees to volunteer for extra work assignments above and beyond his normal duties. He's truly committed to serving our community any way he can. One fine example of that was last year when he was off duty. He saved a gentleman's life when he was off duty shopping at a local home improvement store, and guy went down and had a massive coronary issue and wasn't breathing, and Sergeant Mellon stepped in, training took over, and started CPR on this guy and saved his life. So we're real proud of Nathan at the police department. He's sure an asset to our department and the community as a whole. And he was also presented with a life-saving award for that particular incident.
Last week.
Correct.
And this is what our police department, this is the fabric of our police department. these are the gentlemen that go out every day, and they are exceptional. And he's used the word public servant a couple of times. And I'm glad that you've chosen, and you have. You choose to work for the city of Bartlesville and its citizens, and to your family, the gift and the sacrifice that they make to gift you to the community is really a treasure. Nathan, I appreciate all you do, and I know you're the FOP president, right?
Yes.
Negotiations this year will be easy, won't they?
I hope.
Yes.
Yes.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes. I'm looking forward to that. Gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate
thank you
coming in today.
Thank you, sir.
Rocky, while we're swapping chairs, I talked to the chief this morning. Rocky and Nathan, he's up to running 100-yard dash in 12 seconds. Or was it 12 hours?
Yeah, probably 12 days.
12 days. He's still having trouble getting around, so y'all be praying for him.
We will.
Be safe, gentlemen. Be safe. Jerry Benedict and Jody were in, of course, but our lawyers showed up at that moment to talk about TIF districts. And this morning we have the assistant pro, Jimmy Howe. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
And of course we have with him Jody Shahan. Jimmy, let's talk about opportunities at Adams Municipal Golf Course. What a great golf course we have.
It is. It's phenomenal out there. Jody and his crew did a great job out there.
And it's not just, of course, it's one thing to have a place to play, but having people to guide people on how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what opportunities are coming up on the calendar?
Well, for us out there, we've got several stuff going on for the city itself and for the surrounding community. We have a ladies clinic that's free to the communities on May 15th through the 17th. It starts at 9 o'clock. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we have on June 12th through the 14th, we've got our free junior clinic, which starts at 9, goes to 11. And then we have a junior camp the following week. That's 4 days from the 19th through the 22nd. It's the same time frame. And then we have play days every Wednesday after that. We had to push everything back this year, back a week, due to we had the pleasure of hosting the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association this year, mm-hmm. which is on the June 7th, which of course will be closed all day long. They're bringing in 288 players. It's going to be a busy day, but it's a good thing for the course. It's a good thing for the community because we get everybody in the state coming in to see our facility.
And we do that from time to time. It is really a treasure. As a fundraiser, I know United Way has one. Talk about that a little bit.
United Way is something like I've never seen before. It's a 4-day event. It's on September 12th through the 15th. They have bringing anybody from the world comes into this place that's involved with the United Way and with ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. It is 900 players, and trying to coordinate 900 players throughout the entire for that tournament is an interesting deal. Jody has a lot of work to do to get the course ready for it. Randy John is a valuable asset to us out there with everything he does. He basically just goes into United Way mode to start Memorial Day to get ready for this thing.
Yeah. Exciting and really exciting time out there.
It is. I've had people come out there. I've had my reps from that we do for prizes. They came out last year. I got a new one coming in this year. They have never seen anything like it, and they've been to events all over the country, and they've never seen
one of the largest in America.
It is the largest United Way tournament of its kind in the United States.
Yeah, Jimmy, I didn't do the pleasure of introducing you to the radio audience. I know that most Jerry Benedict's been on. Introduce yourself, would you please? I'm sorry.
My name is Jimmy Howe. I'm the golf professional out there. Jerry's the director of golf. He brought me in out there March. I started out there March 2nd, 2015. I was originally over at Hillcrest for 5 years before that. I bounced around a little bit from place to place and finally fell in love with where I'm at.
Bartlesville's a good place to be.
It is. Coming from Ponca City, I had in my mind I would never be here. And now that I'm here, I don't want to be anywhere else. I just love the community. I love the people I deal with.
That's good. It is a good place. Jody, how's the golf course?
Golf course is finally starting to dry out. You know, after surviving the golf course through the drought that we had a few years ago, I never complain about rain ever again. But we're finally starting to dry out. We're starting to hit that good grass growing weather. So we're going to be mowing here pretty quick.
Yeah, and of course your staff, just a couple of you out there that really maintain that place. Talk about who helps you out there.
We have Russell Tanner and Tim Huff. They have both been with me for right at 10 years now. So full-time wise, that's the three of us. As the weather progresses and we do more mowing, we bring in some summer help. But then come October, it goes back, to the three of us. So, but they're two really good hands, and they've been there for a while now.
And you do a great job. You really do. Talk about the greens a little bit. What are the condition of the greens with all the rain? We worry about fungus and spots and the cold weather.
Greens right now, we don't have to worry about fungus too much at the moment just because we have not been warm. And drainage wise, the rain came after we aerified, which that's punching a hole in the green, filling it with sand. So, those things have drained really well. Actually, for as much rain as we've had, they are dry and they are firm and, they are fast. So,
Jimmy, how would you rate? I'm not sure how you rate greens, but how would you rate them?
I rate them very well. I've been all over playing, and these greens are great. I believe most of them are the original greens, and they're in great condition. A lot of places after a certain period of time, they're ripping greens out, replacing them all, spending a lot of money on it, and our greens are in condition where we don't have to worry about that. That's due because of the crew.
Right, and so you have 19 holes, you have a practice putting green and a driving range. And it's easy to access, easy to work out and go through the course, is that
right? It is. We've actually, we have a new deal going off that we started last year.
Yes.
We have what we call our family course. We have a deal on out in the middle of the fairway. There's a yellow marker out there that that you tee off from. And then on the greens, because golf's not an easy sport, trying to hit into a little 4-inch cup. We have another cup that's out there that's an 8-inch in diameter. Is there? Yeah.
Yes.
8-inch in diameter. We pull it out every Sunday. It makes it a lot more fun for the family, for the kids out there. It makes it a little bit easier to play. The first day we did it, we had a father and a daughter out there, and she had never played more than two or three holes at a time. And I saw them coming up 9 fairway, and mm-hmm. I asked them how they enjoyed the do, and she wanted to finish. She wanted to keep going. She was having so much fun, which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring the families out. We have a deal on Sundays, starts at 3:00. We do the family promotion. It's $25. Bring the family out, and with a cart, play golf.
So how many? What is? You said $25 for family. How many is that typically?
Four.
Oh,
and
wow.
Normally green fees and a cart run you $36 a person. So, yeah. It's a really good deal. Bring up something else. We do things for the golf course, and one of our big benefit deals we got is coming up here on Memorial Day. We have our Memorial Day scramble out there, which we're raising money for to do things for the course and try to update things a little bit. You can get a tee sponsor, you can do a beverage cart sponsor, whatever. There's different price levels, whatever. If you just want to come out and play, you can come out and play. We do a double shotgun, one at 8:00 and one at 1:00. So,
who can they call for information?
They can call the golf shop at 918-331-3900. They can talk to anybody behind the counter. And ask for me. I'm there.
Jimmy,
usually
just say Jimmy there.
Say is Jimmy there, and I'll answer it because I'm there all the time.
Well, I appreciate all that you all do, and the vision of KS Adams to have a golf course out there and to gift that to the city, and the city folks wanting a golf course to develop that as a municipal golf course, and it is a splendid place to be in. The clubhouse and all that goes with it is just immaculate and in great shape. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming in. We've got about 30 seconds left here, and I appreciate all that you do and keeping that course pristine and a great place to visit and to play. Charlie?
Yes, sir.
It's been fun to be on the radio. God bless the city of Bartlesville.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and